Shalom, everyone. This is Stephan Yah. I'm reading from the Book of Psalms. Psalm 1, first of all, the King James Version, and then Psalm 1 from the Living Version. Psalm 1, verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of Yahweh, and in his law he does meditate night and day. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper." See also Joel 1, verse 12. "The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Yahweh knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Now let's pick it up. Psalm 1, verse 1 in the Living. And that's 6 verses long. "Oh, the joys of those who do not follow evil men's advice, who do not hang around with sinners, scoffing at the things of Yahweh, but they delight in doing everything Yahweh wants them to do, night and day. And they are always meditating on his laws and thinking about ways to follow him more closely. They are like trees along a river bank, bearing luscious fruit each season without fail. Their leaves shall never wither, and all they do shall prosper. But for sinners, what a different story. They blow away like chaff before the wind. They are not safe on judgment day. They shall not stand among the goodly. For Yahweh watches over all the plans and paths of goodly men, but the paths of people who are not like Yahweh lead to doom." Psalm 2, "What fools the nations are to rage against Yahweh! How strange that men should try to outwit Yahweh! For a summit conference of the nations has been called to plot against Yahweh and his Messiah, Yahusha the King. Come, let us break his chains, they say, and free ourselves from all this slavery to Yahweh. But the Mighty One in heaven merrily laughs. He is amused by all their puny plans. And then in fierce fury, he rebukes them and fills them with fear. For Yahweh declares, 'This is the king of my choice, and I have enthroned him in Jerusalem, my separated city.'" Or, "I have enthroned my anointed one upon Zion, my separated mountain." But the Living again said, "This is the king of my choice, and I have enthroned him in Jerusalem, my separated city." His chosen one replies, "I will reveal the everlasting purposes of the Mighty One. For Yahweh has said to me, 'Thou art my son. This is thy coronation day. Today I am giving you your esteem. Only ask, and I will give you all the nations of the world. Rule them with an iron rod, smash them like clay pots. O kings and rulers of the earth, listen while there is time. Serve Yahweh with reverent fear, rejoice with trembling. Fall down before his son and kiss his feet before his anger is roused and you perish. I am warning you, his wrath will soon begin. But oh, the joys of those who put their trust in him." Now Psalm 3, which is 8 verses, a psalm of David when he fled from his son Absalom. "O Yahweh, so many are against me, so many seek to harm me. I have so many enemies, so many say that the Mighty One will never help me. But Yahweh, you are my shield, my esteem, and my only hope. You alone can lift my head, now bowed in shame." Psalm 3, verse 4. "I cried out to Yahweh, and he heard me from his temple in Jerusalem. Then I lay down and slept in peace, and woke up safely, for Yahweh was watching over me. And now, although 10,000 enemies surround me on every side, I am not afraid. I will cry to him, 'Arise, O Yahweh! Save me, O my Mighty One!' and he will slap them in the face, insulting them and breaking off their teeth. For salvation comes from the Mighty One. What joys he gives to all his people. Psalm 4, which is 8 verses long. Psalm 4, O Yahweh, you have declared me perfect in your eyes. You have always cared for me in my distress. Now hear me as I call again. Have mercy on me. Hear my prayer. Yahweh asks, Sons of men, will you forever turn my esteem? Will you forever turn my power into shame by worshiping those silly idols when every claim that's made for them is false? Mark this well. Yahweh has set apart the redeemed for himself. Therefore, he will listen to me and answer when I call to him. Stand before Yahweh in awe and do not sin against him. Lie quietly upon your bed in silent meditation. Put your trust in Yahweh and offer him pleasing offerings. Verse 6, that's 4 verse 6. Many say that Yahweh will never help us. Prove them wrong, O Yahweh, by letting the light of thy face shine down upon us. Yes, the gladness you have given me is far greater than their joys at harvest time as they gaze at their bountiful crops. I will lie down in peace and sleep, for though I am alone, O Yahweh, thou wilt keep me safe. That was Psalm 4. Psalm 5, I'm reading from the Living Scriptures. Psalm 5, O Yahweh, hear me praying. Listen to my plea, O Yahweh, my King, for I will never pray to anyone but thee. Each morning I will look to thee in heaven and lay my requests before thee, praying earnestly. I know you get no pleasure from wickedness and cannot tolerate the slightest sin. Therefore, proud sinners will not survive your searching gaze, for how you hate their evil deeds. Thou wilt destroy them for their lies, how you abhor all murder and deception. But as for me, I will come into thy temple protected by thy mercy and thy love. I will praise thee with deepest awe. Verse 8, Yahweh, lead me as you promised me that you would. Otherwise my enemies will conquer me. Tell me clearly what to do, which way to turn. For they cannot speak one truthful word. Their hearts are filled to the brim with wickedness. Their suggestions are full of the stench of sin and death. Their tongues are filled with flatteries to gain their wicked ends. O Yahweh, hold them responsible. Catch them in their own traps. Let them fall beneath the weight of their own transgressions, for they rebel against thee. Verse 11, But make everyone rejoice who puts his trust in thee. Keep them shouting for joy because thou art defending them. Fill all who love thee with thy happiness. For you bless the goodly man, O Yahweh. You protect him with your shield of love. And now, Psalm 6, which is 10 verses. No, Yahweh, don't punish me in the heat of your anger. No, don't punish me in the heat of thy anger. Pity me, O Yahweh, for I am weak. Heal me, for my body is sick, and I am upset and disturbed. My mind is filled with apprehension and with gloom. Oh, restore me soon. Come, O Yahweh, and make me well. In thy kindness, save me. For if I die, I cannot give thee esteem by praising thee before my friends. Or, in the original, in the grave, who shall give thee thanks? And, by the way, in Isaiah 57, and by this Psalm 6, it may indicate that the Old Testament believers believed in a conscious and pleasant hereafter for those who love Yahweh. A conscious and pleasant hereafter in eternity with Yahweh. In where? Well, in New Jerusalem, of course. Psalm 6, verse 6, I am worn out with pain. Every night my pillow is wet with tears. My eyes are growing old and dim with grief because of all my enemies. Go, leave me now, you men of evil deeds, for Yahweh has heard my weeping and my pleading. He will answer all my prayers. All my enemies shall be suddenly dishonored, terror-stricken, and disgraced. Yahweh will turn them back in shame. That was Psalm 6. on The Thought for Today.